Welcome to Torah Mecha Parsha. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Parshas Emor, the eighth Parsha of Sefer Vayikra. At the beginning of last week's Parsha, there was a series of laws to help every Jew develop into a person who is kadosh, holy, and the Parsha concluded with laws regarding forbidden relationships. The theme of the Parsha was the holiness of each individual Jew. This week's Parsha begins with a series of laws that revolve around an additional level of kedusha for one group of people. The Kohanim are commanded as to when they can become tamei, ritually impure, who they may marry, what they can eat, and who can serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim are told to be kedoshim yiyu lelokechem, holy to your God, v'lo yechalalu shem lelokechem, and do not desecrate the name of Hashem. The reason given is that they have a specific role, as ishei Hashem lechem elokechem he makrivim v'hayu kadosh. They bring the food of Hashem on the Mizbeach, and therefore must be Kodesh. Their role in the Beis HaMikdash changes the expectations for them. These laws are still relevant today, as the laws in the Parsha still apply to Kohanim today. Also, after we examine these laws, we will see how these laws can serve as a model for all of us. The Parsha begins with a law regarding who a Kohen can become tamei for. When a person dies and the soul departs the body, that body becomes the highest level of tumah. That tumah spreads to the living people in the same building. The Kohen can only be near the body of an immediate relative, his mother, his father, his brother, an unmarried sister, a son, a daughter, and his wife. A Kohen can help bury a meis mitzvah who no one else can bury. The Kohen is also restricted in who he can marry. He cannot marry a convert, a divorcee, or someone who has had a forbidden relationship previously. Understanding the reason behind these mitzvahs will help us understand the role of the Kohen. The Sefer HaKanach says that because the Kohen was selected to serve Hashem at the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen becomes the human representative of Hashem for other people. Given who they represent, the Kohen must live according to higher standards than a regular Jew. When people see the Kohanim, they are meant to associate them with Hashem's holiness. For this reason, says the Sfarno, a Kohen cannot forego the kavod, the honor due to him. He cannot voluntarily become tameh for a dead person because it is not his honor he is imposing on. Rather, it is Hashem's honor. The Hamid Dover adds that because the Kohen serves as a representative of Hashem to the people, he must act with impeccable midos, character traits. The Kedusha required of him demands that he separate himself from other people. He cannot marry everyone that everyone else can marry or go to all funerals. This level of Kedusha, which the Hamid Dover defines as separation, is mandated by Hashem, and these behaviors create his holiness. The Kohen cannot look at these divisions and extrapolate from them that he should do more separation and that he should not associate with people with less holiness. Doing so would not increase the honor of Hashem in the world, and it is not allowed. Any additional separation would be a reflection of gaiva, arrogance, as it would mean he thinks he is better than others. Since the Kohen symbolizes Hashem to other people, poor midos, a coarse character, would be a disgrace to Hashem's name. This is why the Torah warns him, V'lo yechalalu shem elokechem, do not disgrace the name of Hashem your God. With this background, why can a Kohen not become tameh for anyone except his relatives? The Sefer HaKanach explains that death separates the neshama, the soul, from the guf, the body. During a person's lifetime, the neshama is schlepped along with the body, doing whatever the body wants. The body's desires are similar to an animal, and when the body gets pleasure from doing aveiros, the neshama gets sullied. When that neshama leaves the body, what is left is just a vessel that does not have its holiness within it. Indeed, instead of spreading its negative influence on the neshama that used to reside within it, that power spreads to the people around it as tuma. It is only appropriate that those who serve Hashem should distance themselves from this state, as they are meant to live with the highest levels of kedusha. The Torah does allow a Kohen to become tameh for his closest relatives. Hashem understands that Kohanim are human. The Torah is Derachah HaDarachei Noam, V'kol Nesivos HaShalom. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. How painful it would be for a Kohen not to be able to mourn a family member. They need to be able to cry over their loss, and so for the Kohen's sake, the Torah allows him to become tameh for his closest relatives. In all other cases, the Kohen's role is antithetical to the tumah of a dead body, and so he must stay away. We can further understand the role and holiness of the Kohen by looking at some other laws found in the Parsha. In Parak Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Vav, the Torah tells us that the Kohen must be Kadosh. Chazal defined this as a law about how the Kohen can become Tahor after he becomes Tameh. There are different levels of Tumah. Some Tumah just requires going to the mikvah, and then the person becomes Tahor again. With the Kohen, he needs to wait an additional time period after the mikvah, until nightfall, before his full Tahara takes effect so that he can serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The reason that the Kohen has added restrictions of what he can do after he is Tameh is because the Kohen is a Shaliach, a messenger between Hashem and his people. The Kohen was not independently selected by the people to approach Hashem. Rather, Hashem selected the Kohen to represent Bnei Yisrael to him. The difference is who the Kohen is working for. Since the Kohen works for Hashem, he represents him, and the Kohen needs to be completely Tahor, with no questions of Tumah, and so he has added restrictions after he becomes Tameh. Similarly, a Kohen cannot marry anyone who is engaged in any forbidden relationships in addition to not marrying a divorcee or a convert. The Chinuch says that part of being married is that a person always thinks about his spouse to some degree. As an employee and representative of Hashem, the Kohen cannot risk being influenced by someone who may lead him to also engage in something forbidden. And even if the woman has done tshuva and is ashamed of her previous behavior, others know about it and they will talk about the Kohen in less ideal terms. This may seem unfair. However, living in Baltimore, I can somewhat relate. I know people with top security clearance. Every few years, these agents knock on doors and interview all their friends and relatives. They ask pointed questions, not just about the employees, but about their spouse and children. If a person has a spouse or child who makes aliyah, meaning they are a citizen of a foreign country, the parent's security clearance in the U.S. is at risk. The Kohen has a top Kedusha clearance to get into the most holy place in the world, and that has implications that are not standard for anyone else. This responsibility for maintaining the status of the Kohen does not only fall on the Kohen. The Pasuk tells us, V'kidashto k'yes lachem elokecha humakriv, kadosh yialach, ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadshchem. You must treat them as holy, since they offer the food of your God, and they shall be holy to you, for I am Hashem who sanctify you as holy. Rav Hirsch says the responsibility to make sure the Kohen stays holy falls on the whole nation. It is our obligation to make sure that the Kohen follows these laws. Whether a Kohen listens to the laws of for whom to become Tameh and whom to marry makes an impact on all of us. The Kohen is meant to represent to the Jewish people the ideal relationship a person can have with Hashem. We are meant to look at the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash and realize what it means to serve Hashem completely and how one can be worthy of Hashem dwelling amongst us. Even when a Kohen is off duty and in civilian clothes, he still needs to lead a life in consonance with those values. When a Kohen desecrates his mission, he is desecrating the mission of the whole nation. The Pasuk says, Kadosh Yelach, it will be holy to you. We the people must act in ways that remind us that the Kohen is special. He was chosen by Hashem to serve this role. We cannot assume we will respect or recognize the holiness, so we are commanded to find ways to acknowledge the Kohen to help ingrain in ourselves this message. The Kohen is given the honor of firsts. When he reads the Torah, the Kohen gets called first. The benching is led by the Kohen, and the first portion of the fruit in the time of the Beis HaMikdash was given to the Kohen. Whenever we can remind ourselves of what the Kohen represents, we are obligated to do so. The Chinuch reminds us that we are not doing this to honor the Kohen because he is impressive, but because we want to honor Hashem. The Sifra says that we don't listen if the Kohen protests, because in this instance, it is not about what the Kohen wants, but it is our way of honoring Hashem, who the Kohen represents. It is hard to honor Hashem, as it is a very abstract concept to honor an infinite God. Whenever we honor Kohanim, it reminds us about how honored Hashem is and how much kindness Hashem does for us. We become more aware of the greatness of Hashem and think about him by honoring his servants. This opens us up to be worthy of receiving additional brachos from Hashem. Hashem wants to open up the bounty from heaven. Giving us the opportunity to honor his messengers so that we think more about Hashem is one way that accomplishes this. Because the Kohen is not representing himself, there is one more halacha that applies. A Kohen who has a physical defect cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. People's opinions and behaviors flow from their thoughts. People come to the Beis HaMikdash and are meant to be overwhelmed by the grandeur and awe of the service. The Kohen is one of the top reflections of Hashem in this space. Only the most perfect people can serve there so that we can appreciate the uniqueness of this location. This law is unique to the Beis HaMikdash, given its role in the Jewish people. The Chinuch brings an additional reason why the Kohen cannot serve if he has an additional malady. People come to the Beis HaMikdash to offer karbanos to atone for their sins. It's not the offering of the animals or the mincha that is the main part of the service. Rather, it is the intention of the giver that creates atonement. The Kohen is meant to serve as a conduit in the background to the work of the individual, but he is not meant to take any attention away from the actual offering of the karban. The Torah was concerned that if the Kohen had any anomaly in a physical appearance, the person offering the karban would be distracted, even momentarily, which would negate all his hard work. To provide an environment of complete concentration, the Kohanim could not have any physical differences that would cause people to lose focus. We will see in a few parshios in Parshas Naso that this separation and uniqueness of the Kohanim has an impact on us today. The Kohanim are commanded to bless the nation each day. In Yerushalayim and in other cities in Israel, the Kohanim still do this daily. In other cities in Israel and Ashkenaz congregations, Birkas Kohanim is only said on Shabbos. And outside of Israel, Ashkenazim only receive the brachos during Musaf of the Yom Tovim, while the Sephardim say Birkas Kohanim every day. The Kohanim are the people who have an added level of holiness so that they are thinking about serving Hashem at all times, and they are connected to Hashem in a different way. While Hashem can give brachos at any time, he has set up the world that we need to initiate through our actions and speech a request, and then the brachos come down to us in abundance. The Kohanim who have the added Kedusha are the perfect vehicle to bring the blessings down to the nation. The Talmud says that while Hashem wants to give blessings to the Jewish people, and there is abundant blessing that Hashem sends to the world, people must be able to hold on to that bracha. A pot can hold water, but a colander cannot. When we do averos, we put holes in our ability to catch the blessing. The Kohanim, with their elevated Kedusha, are able to be the conduits who can allow the blessings of Hashem to reside on imperfect people in a way that would otherwise not be possible. What are we, the non-Kohanim, meant to learn from the laws of Kohanim, aside from appreciating the fact that we were given a way to receive brachos in the world, and that there is a divine purpose for all the laws of the Kohanim? When the Jews received the Torah in Har Sinai, Hashem says to Moshe to say to the following to Bnei Israel, V'ata im shemot ha-shmu b'koli u'shmartem es brisi. Now then, if you will obey me faithfully and keep my covenant, v'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. You shall be my treasured possession among all the nations. Ki li kol ha'aretz. Because the whole earth is mine. How do we become this Am Segula, this treasure nation? The next pasuk tells us, V'aten tzuli mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. You shall be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. The Sfarnos says that when we act like a mamlechet kohanim, we become an Am Segula, a treasure nation. Being a mamlechet kohanim, a nation of priests, means that just as the kohanim serve as a representative of Hashem to the Jewish people, we serve as Hashem's representative to the whole world. We are meant to demonstrate to everyone in the world what it means to serve Hashem. We want the whole world to come to the recognition that we are all indebted to Hashem and that all humanity should serve Him. This is the mission of the Jews in the world, even when we are in Galus. We are meant to teach the world about Hashem so that there can be a redemption when the whole world will call out in the name of Hashem. The Ibn Ezra explains further what it means to be the Kohanim. Shal Yedchem that through you my majesty will be seen, since you act as my agents. When people see us and how we act, they will associate that with the greatness of Hashem. The Kohanim were given laws to make sure that they could become holy, but they were also warned not to allow that to make them arrogant and corrupt their behavior and make a chilul Hashem. Rashi says that Hashem tells Moshe that he should tell Bnei Israel Eile Dvarim, exactly these things about becoming a Mamlechet Kohanim, and Rashi says, Lo pachos v'lo yoser, not more or less. We cannot serve Hashem with less than He is asking us, but like the Kohanim could not become elitist, we cannot do more than Hashem wants. This applies to us as well. We have a mission, we have a job, and we represent Hashem to the world. But that does not allow us to diminish and disparage other human beings. The Sforno says about this pasuk that though Hashem chose us as an Am Segula, this does not negate the fact that Hashem loves all humanity. In Pirkei Avos, it says, Chaviv Adam Shenira B'Tzelem, how precious is all mankind as it was created in the image of God. We, as the Mamlechet Kohanim, as the nation of priests, are given an additional role as we have a purpose to play in bringing Hashem's glory to the world, and so we have an additional relationship to Hashem as his children. Just as the Kohanim can serve as a conduit for blessing when we might not be worthy independently, we serve as that conduit for the world and are held to a higher standard. This role of being the world's Kohanim is not voluntary. Rav Hirsch tells us that as Jews, we have a mandate to be the Kohanim. We must accept upon ourselves to serve Hashem to the best of our ability and commit to spread the knowledge of Hashem to the world, just like the Kohanim did for us, and they did not have a choice about this role either. We must be living examples through our speech and our actions of how Kedusha, holiness, enhances the world. Our job is to be a Goy Kadosh, a holy nation. We are not doing this for fame and prominence, but to spread what it means to live with holiness to the world. This parsha has taught us to appreciate the role of the Kohanim, and by extension, to appreciate our role in the world. We must always act like Kohanim by limiting actions and speech with which they value us, and being conscious that we must serve as faithful and proud representatives of Hashem to the world. Have a good Shabbos.